我想请弟兄姊妹翻开民数记十二章。
So please turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 12.
民数记十二章。
Book of Numbers, chapter 12.
第一节
Verse one.
摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利暗和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子就毁谤他。
Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman.
第三节，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And verse 3. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
第七节，我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家敬重的。
Verse 7. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house.
第八节，我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
Verse 8. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
我们知道基督徒的生命有一个特点。
We all know that there's a special thing about the life of a Christian.
这个生命越成熟的话，这个生命就显得越谦卑，越柔和。
And we know that the more mature a Christian life is, the more he becomes meek and lowly.
所以圣经上用麦子的生命来形容基督徒的生命。
So therefore, the Bible uses a grain of wheat to describe the life of a Christian.
当麦子越成熟的时候，它就垂得越低。
When the wheat is more mature, the lower it becomes.
所以圣经上用麦子跟稗子来形容两种不同的生命。
So therefore, the Bible uses two different, the wheat and the tares to describe two different lives.
麦子越成熟的时候，它里面的分量就越重，所以它就垂下来。
And when the wheat is more mature, because it is heavier, so therefore it bow down lower.
可是稗子呢，当它越长的时候，它里面是空的，所以它越长越高。
But the tares is different. When it grows, when it matures, it does not have a lot of substance, so it grows straight and tall.
刚才我们读到第三节，特别提到他说摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
Here in verse 3, it says that the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
这里讲到摩西，他谦卑而且他温柔。
And here it speaks of Moses being meek and lowly.
我们知道摩西这种谦卑跟温柔不是他天然所有的。
But we know that Moses, his meekness and his lowliness, it did not came from his natural life.
他是经过神在他身上特别的制作而成的。
And it is through the working of God in his life that this became.
用我们今天的话来说，是十字架在他身上做过破碎的工作。
And in the word of today, it is the work of the cross doing the breaking down in his life.
我们知道摩西刚生下来的时候，他的命运就是一个死的判决。
And we know that when Moses was born, his life was under a sentence of death.
他的命运应该是丢到河水里面淹死的。
And he was to be thrown into the river to be drowned.
而因着神的干预，所以他居然成长在埃及的王宫里面。
But because of the working of God, he grew up in the palace of the pharaohs.
在四十年王宫的生活里面，他学尽了埃及一切的学问。
And 40 years he grew in the palace, and he learned all of the knowledge of Egypt.
他说话行事大有才能。
And when he worked and speak with great power.
这时候的摩西，他觉得他是有能力的。
At that time, Moses felt that he has the power.
他觉得他能够拯救以色列人从埃及人手中拯救出来。
He felt that he could save the Israelites out of the hand of the Egyptians.
所以神把他带到了旷野40年，倒空他的自己。
So God led him through to the wilderness to empty himself for 40 years.
所以40年他学到一个很深的功课。
And in this 40 years, he learned a great deep lesson.
他实在是一无所能。
He learned that he could not do anything.
所以神在他身上所做的功的结果，带进来的就是这里所说的极其谦和。
So therefore, the result of God's work in his life, bring in what we see here in verse 3, he is very humble.
我们说这句话写得非常特别。
We know that this saying is very special in here.
因为我们知道民数记是摩西写的。
We know that the book of Numbers written by Moses.
但是摩西在写这句话的时候，他好像是站在第三者的立场。
But when Moses wrote this, he as if he's standing in the third person.
他要写他自己。极其谦和是不容易的。
And to be able to say, saying for about himself to be very humble is not easy.
因为他是有学习的人。
Because he is a person with learning.
他是一个被破碎的人。
And he is also a person with broken.
因为这是圣灵的见证。
And this is the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
所以为了这个见证，他能够把它写下来。
But for this testimony, he was able to write it down.
我们记得主耶稣也曾经讲过同样的话。
We know that the Lord Jesus also said the same similar thing.
在马太福音十一章，主说：“我心里柔和谦卑。”
We know that in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, the Lord says, "I am gentle and lowly in heart."
所以摩西能够写出这句话来，说出他是个没有自己的人。
And when Moses can write something like this, it speaks of Moses as himself.
他是被神所特别制作过的。
And he is a person who is specially molded by God.
不仅他极为谦和，而且胜过世上的众人。
Not only he is very humble, but he is more humble than anyone on earth.
我们知道世上的人其实都有天然的谦卑和温柔。
And we know that on the earth there's many, many people who has the humbleness, natural humbleness and meekness.
但是呢，这经不起环境的考验。
But this will not stand the test of the surroundings.
很多时候我们把天然的谦卑、天然的温柔与属灵生命的来相比较。
And sometimes when we compare the meekness in our natural life and the spiritual life, and we compare them.
但我们发觉从生命中出来，它经得起考验。
We realize that what's coming from the life of the spiritual life would be able to stand the test.
但是如果从天然的生命出来的呢，经不起考验。
That which comes out of the natural life cannot stand the test.
我们知道扫罗，就以色列人第一个王扫罗，天然是一个谦卑的人。
We know that Saul, the first king of the Israelites, in his nature, he was a humble person.
当神借着撒母耳去膏他的时候，他说了一段话。
When God asked Samuel to go and anoint him as king, he spoke a passage.
他说我的家族是以色列家族这个十二支派里面呢是最小的一个支派。
He says, my tribe is the smallest among the Israelites.
因为他的支派是从便雅悯出来的。
Because he came from Benjamin.
从十二个支派里面是代表十二个兄弟，而便雅悯是最小的一个兄弟。
And in the 12 tribe of the 12 brothers, Benjamin is the smallest or the youngest.
所以他说他这个支派是最小的支派是没有错的。
So when he say that he has his tribe is of the smallest tribe of Israel, it's not wrong.
而且他说我的家族是整个支派里面最小的家族。
And he also said that my family is the smallest family in the whole tribe.
所以你看见他是一个谦卑的人。
So you see that he is a humble person.
这谦卑是一个天然的谦卑。
But this humbleness came from his natural life.
我们知道当他们在抽签自签的时候，要把以色列中选出一个人来做王的时候，最后抽到了他。
And when they cast the lot to find out who wants to who should be king among them, and he was drawn.
结果呢，众人找不到他。
But no one could find him.
他躲在一个器具里面。
He hid himself in the furniture.
所以你看见他的天然是一个谦卑的，他不愿意出头。
And you see that he is a humble person. He does not want to be ahead of others.
当他被带到众人面前的时候，他的头真的是高过人一个头。
But when he was brought before the congregation, his head was one head higher than everyone else.
后来神兴起了一些人来跟随他。
So God raised up a group of people to follow him.
但有一些匪徒呢，看不起他。
And there were some robbers that did not follow him or did not like him.
结果后来神兴起的环境，有些敌人就亚门人来攻打以色列的一个地方，结果扫罗率领人呢，率领以色列人就打了胜仗。
And God raised up the Ammonites to attack them, so God gave the victory to the Israelites to overcome them.
所以当他胜利的时候呢，很多人就想把这些匪徒找出来来惩治他。
So when he became victorious, then other people want to bring out these robbers to sentence them.
但是扫罗没有允许他们这样做。
But Saul did not allow them to do that.
所以从很多地方我们看见，扫罗是天然来讲。他是一个非常谦卑、非常温柔的人。
And so, in his nature, we can see through many different details that he is a humble and a meek person.
但是这样的人呢，常常经不起考验。
But this kind of person cannot go through the testing.
因为我们向着人可能可以谦卑，但是我们向着神，我们常常不够谦卑，也不够温柔。
And although we might be meek and lowly before men, but however, before God, we are not meek and lowly enough.
所以第一个试炼就临到了扫罗。
So the first testing came to Saul.
这时候就是非利士人要来攻打他们。
The Philistine came to attack.
撒母耳要求扫罗等七天。
So Samuel asked Saul to wait for 7 days.
结果他没有等满七天，他就勉强献祭。
And he did not wait for a full 7 days, then he offered the offerings himself.
所以一个肉体的谦卑啊，他没有办法来满足神的要求。
So this natural humbleness cannot satisfy God's requirement.
因为我们肉体最不能做的就是忍耐这功课。
Because the hardest thing for our flesh to do is to have the patience.
七天都没有办法忍受。
It could not wait for 7 days.
我们知道忍耐是圣灵所结的果子。
We know that patience is the fruit of the Spirit.
在我们肉体当中是没有的。
In our flesh, there isn't any like that.
肉体也想满足神的，也想讨神的喜欢，满足神的律法。
And our flesh desires to satisfy God's requirement, want to satisfy God's law.
但是肉体没有办法服神的律法。
But our flesh could not submit under the law.
肉体的谦卑跟温和仍然是肉体。
The meekness and the lowliness of the flesh is still the flesh.
所以他的王位不能持久。
So therefore his throne cannot last.
然后第二次试炼又临到他。
And the second time the test came.
这时候神想起从前在旷野的时候他们受亚玛利人的攻击。
At this time, God was reminded of when the Israelites were in the wilderness, they were attacked by the Amalekites.
所以神要他起来对付所有的亚玛利人，杀尽他们的牛羊牲畜。
So God wants Saul to go and destroy all of the Amalekites and their cattle.
结果扫罗呢把瘦弱的全部杀光了。只留下了好的要献祭给神。
But Saul did not kill all of them. He only killed the weak and the skinny and leave the good and the fat ones.
亚玛利人他是杀了，但是他留下了个王在那。
And the Amalekites he killed them all except for the king.
所以你看见肉体的谦卑，没有办法顺服神的旨意。
And so you see the meekness of the flesh cannot submit to God's order.
他觉得他比神有智慧。
He felt that he is more wise than God.
他认为瘦弱的杀掉这是可以的，好的要留下来。
And he felt that the weak and the skinny one can be killed. It's good, but the good one should be saved for God.
所以真实的谦卑乃是顺服神的旨意。
So the true humbleness and meekness is to obey God's will.
真实的温柔是能够在神的道路上。能够愿意来接受走神的这条道路。
And the true meekness is the willingness to walk on the way of the Lord.
所以摩西的谦和是胜过世上的众人。
So therefore, the humbleness of Moses It's over all of the men of the face of the earth.
因为他是受过对付的人。
Because he was the man who was under the working of the of
他这个温柔谦卑是从生命里面出来的。
And his humbleness came from his life.
而且我们知道，这个属灵生命的结果与我们属灵的产业发生关系。
And so we know that this the result of the of our spiritual life has to do with the spiritual inheritance.
因为主耶稣说，温柔的人有福了，他们必承受地土。
And because God says, because Jesus says that the meek is blessed because they shall receive inheritance.
因为我们知道这个地土是代表他们的产业说的。
And this inheritance is talking about their inheritance.
神在基督耶稣里已经赐给我们一切属天的产业。
And God has given to us all the heavenly inheritance in Christ.
什么样的人能够承受这个产业呢？
What kind of person can receive this inheritance?
还是温柔跟谦卑的人。
It is those who are meek and lowly.
而且我们等一下会看见，它跟我们的侍奉发生极大的关系。
And later we see that this has a lot to do with our services.
跟我们从神面前的启示跟光照发生极大的关系。
And also has something to do with how we have received light and received revelation before God.
跟我们真实认识神发生关系。
And how we come to know God has something to do with that.
跟神的见证发生关系。
Also have to do with God's testimony.
跟长子的名分，跟磨成神儿子的形象发生关系。
And has to do with the
长子的名分。
The firstborn, the name of the firstborn, and also
跟磨成神儿子的形象。
Oh, to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我们知道民数记十二章是发生在他们旷野行走的时候。
We know that Numbers chapter 12 was talking about while they were in the wilderness, their journey.
他们是来到一个地方叫哈喜路。
And they came to a place it's called
十一章的最末了。
Hazorah. They came to a place called Hazorah.
他们来到哈喜路是因为他们先来到一个地方叫基伯罗哈帕王。
And because they came from the place called Gibeah, Hatava.
我们知道这两个地方都是一个很特别的地方。
We know these two places are very special.
因为他们离开埃及以后，他们首先来到了西乃山。
And when they first left Egypt, they came to the Mount Sinai.
神在西乃山上颁布律法。
And at Mount Sinai, God gave them the law.
神把他自己的见证摆在他们的身上。
God put his own testimony upon the Israelites.
所以他们来到了基伯罗哈塔瓦这个地方的时候发生了一件事。
When they came to the place called Keberah and Hatava, something happened.
那时候百姓呢想要吃肉。
At that place, the people want to eat meat.
所以神满足了他们这个欲望。
So God gave to their desire.
神不仅让他们吃一天，吃两天。
God let them eat one day, 2 days.
神让他们吃了一个月。
God let them eat for a whole month.
结果呢，神就出来击杀他们。
Then God came out to strike them.
所以基伯罗哈塔瓦的意思呢，就是贪欲之人的坟墓。
And so this Keberah and Hatava, the meaning is the graves of the lust.
然后接下来离开那个地方以后，就来到哈喜路，就发生了十二章这段情形。
And then they leave there and went to Hazeroth, and then happened what happened with Miriam and Aaron.
结果我们就看见米利安跟亚伦毁谤摩西。
Then here we see that Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses.
然后最后我们看见米利安就长了大麻风。
And at the end we saw that Miriam became a leprous.
根据哥林多前书第十章告诉我们，他们这些事被记录下来，都是给我们做见解的。
According to Corinthians, it says that these things were recorded. It's for our example.
所以这些事情不是随便记下来。过去就算了。
These things are not recorded just so that there's a recording. So,
而是对我们有很深的教训。
But it teaches us.
为什么这些人要吃肉？就神满足他们， 但神也击杀他们。
Why is it that these people want to eat meat? God allows them, and then God came and struck them.
为什么米利暗跟亚伦他们毁谤摩西，后来长了大麻风
？And why is it that Miriam and Aaron they spoke against Moses and they became lepers?
因为原来律法是像一面镜子。
Because the law is like a mirror.
我们知道在西乃山上神颁布了律法。
It's on Mount Sinai, God has given them the law.
这个律法呢，就把我们的本相给显露出来。
And this mirror reflects our nature to us.
在以前，在西乃山以前，他们曾经也要吃肉，神也给了他们。
And before the Mount Sinai, the Israelites wanted to eat meat, and God set us up.
但是在西乃山之后，他们再吃肉，神也给他们，但神击杀他们。
But after Mount Sinai, they wanted to eat meat again, and God gave them the meat, but God came out and struck them.
所以当神颁布律法以后，这个律法就把我们的本相给显露出来。
So when God gave us the law, this law reflects out to us our own nature.
一方面显出我们肉体那种贪婪。
And it reflects to us the greediness of our flesh.
我们放纵我们的肉体。
We indulge our flesh.
另外一方面呢，你看我们里面那种属肉体的骄傲。
And also we see the pride within our flesh.
就好像米利暗跟亚伦所做，他们毁谤摩西。
And it is what Miriam and Aaron did. They spoke against Moses.
所以这些事是写给我们的新约的信徒。
And these things are recorded for us New Testament Christians.
看见我们如果顺着我们的肉体来行的话呢，我们是何等的放纵自己的肉体，里面充满了那种骄傲跟嫉妒。
And to tell us that if we indulge our flesh, we will walk away of the pride and as well as our flesh.
所以，如果我们不是把自己交在神的手中，让他来制作我们，我们所沦落的下场，就像这两个地方所提到的下场。
And if we allow ourselves to go that way, then we will see that we will end up with these two results here.
我们知道，根据弥迦书第六章第四节告诉我们。
And we know that in the book of Micah, in chapter 4,
六章四节。
Oh, chapter 6, verse 4.
他那边特别提到了，神是借着摩西、亚伦跟米利暗这三位来带领以色列人走旷野的路。
It says that God uses Moses, Miriam, and Aaron to lead the Israelites in the way of the wilderness.
所以他们三个是带领的人。
These three are the leaders.
那现在摩西犯了一个错误。
But now Moses made a mistake.
他娶了古实女子为妻。
Moses married an Ethiopian woman.
结果呢，米利暗跟亚伦呢，就因为这件事就开始毁谤他。
And because of this, Miriam and Aaron spoke against him.
我们知道他毁谤他之前，心里面早就不满了。
We know that before they spoke against Moses, in their heart they were not satisfied with Moses.
但是借着这件事情呢，只是把它表现出来。
And through this matter, it was manifested.
神从来没有意思要我们高举一个人。
And God did not intend for us to uplift any one person.
因为当我们高举一个人的时候，我们对这个人就有一个期待。
And the reason is because when we uplift one person, then we have a certain expectation of that person.
所以如果这一个人犯了错误呢，我们就跟着跌倒。
Then if this person has any kind of mistake, then we will follow him and stumble.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是一个有启示的人。
We know that Abraham is a person with revelation.
当神向他显现了，他就离开加勒底的吾尔，然后往迦南地区。
And when God appeared to him, then he left Ur of Chaldean and went toward where God leads him.
我们知道罗德是跟着他的。
We know that Lot also followed him.
罗德是一个没有启示的人。
Lot is a person without revelation.
罗德眼中所看的是亚伯拉罕。
And because Lot, what he sees is Abraham.
所以他是跟着亚伯拉罕走。
So he followed him.
可当亚伯拉罕下到埃及以后呢，我们知道亚伯拉罕失败了。
So when Abraham went to Egypt, we know Abraham failed.
而且这个失败是非常厉害的失败。
And we know that this is a very severe failure.
如果不是神来拯救他的话，他就要失去他的妻子。
If it wasn't for God to save him, he would have lost Sarah.
这件事我相信给罗德一个很大的打击。
I think that this thing has a great influence to Lot.
因为罗德的眼睛一向都是盯在亚伯拉罕身上。
Because Lot, his eyes focus on Abraham.
所以当他们从埃及回来以后
，So when they came back from Egypt,
他们带回了很多的牛羊。
They came back with a lot of cattle.
还有驴背。
And also the servants.
所以我们就看见他们亚伯拉罕跟罗德。他们的牧人开始相争。
Then you see the servant of Abraham, the servant of Lot, started to quarrel.
以前你没有看见这个相争。
And before this, you did not see this kind of quarrel.
现在有了相争。
And now you see the quarrel.
你就看见罗德的不满，在他们仆人相争中就显出来。
You see the unsatisfaction of Lot was revealed in the servant's quarrel.
所以，当我们对一个人期待太高的时候呢？当这个人掉下来的时候，我们也跟着摔下来。
And so, because of we have high expectation of any one person, if this person made a mistake, then we follow and stumble.
米利暗和亚伦就因着摩西这件事情呢，就把里面那深处的不满给发表出来。
Moses, because of Moses' mistake, Miriam and Aaron, the deep-seated unsatisfying with Moses was revealed.
然后他们就说：“难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗
？”So they say, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?
在这里说，耶和华对摩西说话，也对我们说话。
And what they are saying is, the God spoke through Moses, also speak to us.
很多时候，我们觉得如果神对我们说话，那我们就不一样了。
Very often we feel that when God speaks to us, then we're different.
但是神对我们说话是一件事，我们在神面前有没有学习是另外一件事。
But God speaks to us is one matter. It is a different matter whether we have learned from His speaking.
因为神对我们说话，可能带下来是审判。
Because when God speaks to us, it could be resulting in judgment.
神也曾经借着巴兰的驴说话。
And God also spoke through the mule of Balaam.
你不能说这个驴有学习。
But you cannot say that this donkey or this mule has learning.
我们知道先知巴兰曾经，因着人家的贿赂，他要去咒诅以色列人。
And we know that the prophet Balaam, because of bribery, he wanted to go curse the Israelites.
但是神就借着这个驴子来向他说话。
And God spoke to him through his mule.
我们可能是这个驴子，神借着我们说话，神向着我们说话，并不代表我们是什么样的人。
We might be that mule that God spoke through us, but it doesn't represent that we are somebody.
我们知道，我们的主耶稣曾经骑着驴驹子进耶路撒冷。
And we know that the Lord Jesus rode on a donkey into Jerusalem.
所以许多的人呢，就拿着棕树枝在那里呼喊：“何善呐、啊，何善呐、啊！”奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。
And many people would take the palm branches and was shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna!" The one who comes from the Lord is worthy of praise.
但很多时候，我们像那个驴驹子，我们以为人家在向我们呼喊。
And very often we feel like that donkey that the Lord rode on. We feel that people are praising us.
但是不要忘记，乃是因为那位主。
But please do not forget, it is because of the Lord.
所以当他们在这里抱怨的时候，他说：“难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗
？”So when they are complaining, saying, "Has the Lord not spoke? Has the Lord indeed only spoke to Moses and not to us?"
这话耶和华听见了。
And it says that at the end of verse 2, the Lord heard.
这里没有说摩西有没有听见。
Here did not mention whether Moses had heard it or not.
但这里说耶和华听见。
But here it says the Lord heard.
我们知道摩西因着神的制作，他是温柔，他是谦卑的。
We know because of the working of God, Moses is humble and he's meek.
一个向着神温柔跟谦卑的人，他是把从人来的毁谤放在他的脚底下。换句话，他不被这些摸着。
And a person who has been worked on by the Lord, he would not be affected by those. Other people's complaint, he would put it under his feet.
因为他所期待的审判，他所期待的权利是在神那里，不是在人那里。
Because what he desires of the judgment and the authority does not come from man, but come from God.
所以摩西没有圣经上没有提到他听见了。
So therefore, the Bible did not record that Moses had heard.
换句话，这句话没有巴着到他。
In other words, this thing did not bother Moses.
很多时候，我们被许多的话给困扰。
And very often we were bothered by many words.
因为我们觉得我们不应当接受这样的待遇。
Because we felt that we do not deserve all these treatment.
这显出我们何等的不够温柔。
And it shows that we are not humble enough.
不够谦卑，不够温柔。
It's not meek enough.
但是，当摩西没有听见或者没有理睬这些话的时候呢，神就出面了。
But then when Moses did not bother with this, then God will come out.
很多时候我们自己出来处理这些环境，所以神就不出来了。
Very often when we come out ourselves to try to deal with the circumstances, then God will not do anything.
在什么时候我们真的学习安静自己，把这个交给神的时候，你看神就出来说话。
So whenever we learn to quiet ourselves and let it go, then God will come out and do something.
这时候摩西就记载他自己，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And here in verse 3, Moses recorded himself about himself. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
我们刚刚说过，一个温柔的人呢，是要承受地土的。
We just then mentioned that a humble person is to receive an inheritance.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕跟罗德他的仆人在相争的时候，
So we see when Abraham and Lot, their servant, is quarreling.
亚伯拉罕让罗德先选地。
So Abraham will allow Lot to choose first.
照理讲，亚伯拉罕是带头的人，他应该先选。
According to reason, Abraham is the person who is leading, so therefore he should be the one who chooses first.
但是亚伯拉罕知道他在埃及失败过。
But Abraham knew that he failed in Egypt.
所以他这个人谦卑下来。
So he was humble.
所以神很多时候允许我们失败。
So therefore God very often will let us fail.
在失败中我们学习到我们应当谦卑。
And in our failures, we learn that we ought to be humble.
很多时候因着我们没有失败，所以我们不知不觉就高傲起来。
And very often because we did not fail and unknowingly we became proud.
所以在选地的事上，亚伯拉罕学到了功课。
And in the matter of choosing the land, Abraham has learned his lesson.
他让罗德先选。
He allowed Lot to choose.
你看罗德看到亚伯拉罕失败，他没有看到自己的失败。
Then Lot saw that Abraham failed, but he did not see his own failure.
所以他就先选了一块地。
So therefore, he first chose a piece of land.
圣经上说这块地就好像伊甸园一样。
And the Bible describes this piece of land like the Garden of Eden.
这个地又像埃及一样。
And also the land is also like Egypt.
换句话说，罗德离开了埃及，但是埃及没有离开他。
And in other words, we see that Lot has left Egypt, but Egypt has not left.
所以他选的地呢，是像埃及这块地。
And so therefore, the piece of land
that
he chose, it is like the land of Egypt. So therefore, Abraham just allowed him to choose.
所以当他安静下来的时候呢，神向他说话。
Then when he quieted down, God spoke to him.
神叫他出去东西南北去观看，去行走。他说，你所看到的这些地都是你的。
God asked him to look east, west, south, and north. And everything that he saw.
当然也包括了罗德所选的那一块地。
Of course, it includes the land that Lot has chosen.
这些地都是我们所谓的迦南美地。
And this land is land of the Canaan.
代表基督那测不透的丰富。
It represents the unfathomed fullness of Christ.
所以在这里我们看见一个谦卑的人，一个温柔的人，他要承受地土的。
So here we see the humble and the meek person, he shall inherit the earth.
多少是因着我们没有这个谦卑跟温柔，我们失去了我们所应当承继的许多属灵的产业。
And so often because we do not have this meek and lowliness, we have to lose the inheritance that God has intended for us.
然后我们看见耶和华忽然的 就对摩西、亚伦跟米甸说话。
And we see in verse 4, suddenly the Lord spoke to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
这是针对米甸跟亚伦所说的，难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？这件事情所的反应。
And this is the reaction of God, because of Miriam and Aaron says, didn't God speak to us also as well as spoken to us?
所以耶和华听见了，所以耶和华出来说话。
And when God heard this, He came out to speak.
他说：“你们三个人都出来到会幕这里。”
And God says, "Three of you come out to the tabernacle."
神为什么要叫他们出来呢？
Why did God ask them to come out?
因为很多时候我们的怨言啊，都在私底下发的。
And very often our complaint is done in the in our private time.
在黑暗的地方发的。
And we do it in darkness.
在我们家里面发的。
It's done at home.
在我们以为没有人听得见的地方发的。
We do this complaining when we think no one else hears.
所以现在神说你们都出来。
And now God says, come out.
你要在光中说。
Now you need to say it in the light.
你要来到会幕这里。
You have to come to the tabernacle.
那这会幕是代表主的同在。
Because this tabernacle represents the presence of the.
但来到会幕面前的时候，你就来到了审判台前的亮光前面。
When you come before the tabernacle, you're coming before the judgment lights of the tabernacle.
所以圣经上告诉我们，就是说，我们所说的闲话，到那一天呢，还要再说一次。
And so therefore, the Bible tells us, all the things that we say, will be repeated in that day of judgment.
所以这告诉我们，我们平常。的话语何等的重要。
It tells us that what we say it is very important.
很多时候我们以为我们自己在那里说，但是我们忘了耶和华听见了。
Very often we think that we're just saying it to ourselves, but the Lord Jehovah He hears it.
所以他们三个人就都出来了。
So three of them came out.
就耶和华在云柱中降临，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和米利暗二人。就出来了。
So the Lord came down from the pillar of clouds in front of the tabernacle and called out Moses, Miriam, and Aaron.
然后耶和华说：“你们且听我的话。”
Then the Lord said to them, "Hear me."
我们知道一个谦卑的人是能够听见神话的。
You know that a humble person he can hear the word of God.
但是很多时候我们听不见。
Very often, we do not hear it.
所以这问题不在于神那里，问题在我们这里。
And the problem is not at the, with God, it's with us.
所以耶和华说：“你们且听我的话。”
So the Lord says, "Hear now my words."
你们已经说了太多了，但你们没有好好的听我要说的话。
You guys have spoken so much, but you did not hear what I want to say.
你们光会说，但是你们不会听。
You only know how to speak.And you do not know how to hear.
这是我们常常的问题。
And this is also our problem very often.
所以他说：“现在你们该停止了，你们该来听听我的话。”
So now you should stop and come and hear what I have to say.
他说：“你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。”
If there is prophets among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream.
我们知道米利暗是一个先知。
We know that Miriam was also a prophet.
他们过了红海的时候呢，特别记载女先知米利暗带领那些妇女在那里唱歌。
And when they have passed through the Red Sea, we see that the Bible recorded the prophetess Miriam led the women in a song.
在这里，耶和华说：“你们中间若有先知，好像说神忘了米利暗是一个先知。”
And here it says, if there is a prophet among you, it's like, it's almost as if God is saying, he forgot there was a prophet.
但是我们知道，当然神没有忘记。
But we know God did not forget.
所以神说这句话是有他的目的的。
So when God said it this way, it has a purpose.
即使你们有先知，我耶和华也不过是在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。
So even though there is a prophet, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision,
所以这里的显现跟说话并不是很清楚的。
And this type of revelation is not very clear.
这里的显现和说话可能还需要人来翻译的。
And this type of speaking and manifestation, it might need interpretation.
但是我的仆人摩西不是这样。
Verse 7, not so with my servant Moses.
你知道我们都是呼召都出来是做君尊的祭司，所以我们每一个人照我们的地位来讲都是仆人。
We are all called to be a royal priesthood, so we all have position.
但是能够被神称为我的仆人的，我想不多。
But I think not too many were called my servant.
我们说我们是神的仆人，但神不一定乐意我们这样称。
We say that we are servant of God, but God might not be pleased to receive that.
因为我们这个仆人所表现出来的，不能代表我们的主。
Because us as a servant cannot represent who our Lord is.
但是神在这里满意摩西，他说我的仆人。
But here, God is satisfied with Moses and saying, my servant.
他说也许你们不满意，但是我满意他。
Maybe, rather say, maybe you are not satisfied with him, but I am.
神的仆人不一定是一个完全的人。
The servant of God may not be a perfect man.
但是呢，神的仆人一定是谦卑柔和的人。
But the servant of God must be a person who is meek and lowly.
他说他是在我全家敬重。
He is faithful in all my house, God says.
所以这个仆人不是一个聪明通达的人。
So this servant, it is not a wise and
understanding. Prudent.
Oh, it's not prudent. Prudent and wise.
他说，但是呢，他是向着我忠心的人。
But he's a person who's faithful to me.
所以这里给我们看见呢，一个谦卑、一个温柔的人呢，在他侍奉上面所显出来的，乃是忠心。
So a meek and lowly person, when he served, what is manifested is the faithfulness.
因为他是向着神谦卑，所以神的旨意就是他的旨意。
Because he is humble toward God, so therefore the will of God is his will.
神的道路就是他要拣选的道路。
And the God's way, it is the way that he chooses.
因着这样子，他说他是在我全家敬重。
So because of that, God says he is faithful in all my house.
神在这样说，好像是说，也许在你们家里面他不一定忠心，但在我的家他是忠心的，我可以做见证。
And God is saying, in your house, he may not be faithful, but he is faithful in my house, I can testify.
我们知道米利暗跟亚伦是摩西的哥哥跟姐姐。
We know that Miriam and Aaron is the older brother and older sister of Moses.
所以他们是一个家的人。
He is in the same family.
神好像说，在你们这个家里面，你不满意他，但在我的家里面，我满意这个人。
And God is saying, in your house, maybe you're not satisfied with him, but in my house.
因为他向我忠心，向我的全家忠心。
Because he is faithful to all my house.
我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用暗。
And I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark things.
所以你看见摩西的温柔跟谦卑是向着神的。
You see, God, Moses' humbleness and meekness is toward God, not toward me.
神给他的回报是什么？就是启示跟光照。
And so the result is that God will give him revelation and enlightenment.
神阻挡骄傲的人，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
God will block the one who is proud and give grace to the one who is humble.
所以他说我要面对面的与他说话，乃是明说，不用暗，不用迷。
So therefore it says that I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark things.
并且他必见我的形象。
And it says, and he sees the form of the Lord.
换句话说呢，他好像是敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，然后就好像从镜子里反照，荣上加荣，就变成主的形象。
And it is like saying he sees the Lord with unveiled face.And he sees the glory of the Lord, so therefore he is transformed from glory to glory.
所以你看见这样的一个人，这样的一个柔和谦卑的人，不仅在侍奉上他是忠心的。
So you see a person who is humble, not only on the surfaces.
他的启示跟光照是明亮的。
And his revelation is enlightened.
而且他得以面对面的与主相见， 慢慢的能够变成主的形象。
And he also can see God face to face and slowly be transformed into the image of God.
而且我们刚刚讲到他这种人是要承受地土、承受属灵的产业的人。
And these are the people who will inherit the earth, inherit the spiritual inheritance.
然后神接着说：“你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？”
So following God says, "Why then were you not afraid?" To speak against my servant Moses.
很多时候我们非常的放松。
Very often we were very loose.
我们不懂得什么叫惧怕。
And we do not know what does it mean to be afraid.
但神觉得这件事情很可怕。
And God reminded them of how fearful it is to this thing.
因为因着这个事情所带下来的是审判。
Because of this thing, what brings down is judgment.
所以耶和华就向他们恶人发怒而去。
And the anger of the Lord was rose against them.
然后云彩呢，就从会幕上挪开了。
And the pillar of cloud was uplifted from the tabernacle.
米利安就长了大麻风，有血染白。
And Miriam became a leprous, and it was white snow.
然后我们就看见亚伦呢，马上就对摩西说：“求你不要因我们的愚昧，将这些罪加在我们身上。”
So Aaron said to Moses, "O my Lord, please do not lay the sin on us in which we have done foolishly."
我们看见米利安长大麻风。
We see that Miriam has leprosy.
因为她是带头的人。
Because she was the one who led.
所以她长了大麻风。
And she was she became leprous.
我们知道大麻风是发出来的病。
We know that leprous came out from within.
其实他里面早就有了大麻风。
And so within her this was leprosy long time ago.
但借着这件事就发表出来。
And through these things it came out.
我们知道在旧约的列王里面有一个乌西亚王。
And we also remember in the King's Chronicles there is a king called Uzziah.
他在神的面前，其实他是一个好王，因为他忠心向着神。
He was a good king. He was faithful to God.
但是到了晚年的时候，他就心高气傲起来。
But in his old age, he became proud.
有一次跑到圣殿里面，他要去那个香坛上面拿香来献祭，来敬拜。
And one time he went to the temple and he took the incense and he wanted to offer sacrifice himself.
这是祭司做的工作，不是他做的工作。
This is something that the work of the priest is not his work.
所以许多祭司呢，又拦阻他，不让他这样做。
And many priests tried to stop him from doing it.
但是他里面呢，因着骄傲的缘故，他坚持要做。
But because of pride, the king insists on doing it.
所以这一位好王到后来呢？长满了大麻风。
This good king, because of this, at the end he became leprous.
一直到他死的时候。
Until he died.
他想要用他的肉体来服侍神。
He wanted to use his own flesh to serve God.
就显出了大麻风。
And the leprosy came out.
所以米利安在这里呢，长了大麻风，就是把他里面那个光景显露出来。
And Miriam became leprous, and it is the manifestation of the condition within.
那很多时候我们不知道我们肉体的那个贪婪，也不知道里面的那个骄傲。
And very often we do not know our own pride within and our own lust within.
但神的话好像一面镜子，就把我们这里面的光景显露出来。
But the word of God, it is like a mirror. It reflects and shows us what we have inside.
我们知道摩西在整件事情上都没有讲话。
We know that Moses did not say anything in this whole matter.
这是一个有学习的人。
This is a person who has got to learn.
我们有的时候话太多。
Very often our words are too numerous.
神造我们一张嘴，两个耳朵。
God created one mouth and two ears.
就叫我们少说多听。
And to want us to hear more and speak less.
但是我们常常正好相反。
But we do it opposite.
我们说了很多，但我们都没有听见。
We speak so much, but we do not hear.
但你看摩西在这个地方，从头到尾，他没有说话。
And we see Moses here from the beginning to the end, he did not say anything.
一直到亚伦来向他哀求。
Until Aaron came and asked Moses.
这时候摩西呢， 就向耶和华说话。
So now Moses speaks to God.
你看，摩西没有先训他们一顿，对不对？
You didn't see Moses accuse them of anything.
所以摩西是一个认识神的人。
So Moses is a person who knows God.
他就变哀求耶和华，但是神说他需要被营外关锁七天才给领进来。
And so he cried out to the Lord and asked for mercy for Miriam. But God says to him, she needs to be separated out for 7 days.
那所有长大麻风的人都要被关在营外的，因为他是不洁净的。
And all those who have leprosy were chased out to the camp outside because they are not clean.
而且要关七天。
And she would be there for 7 days.
七天祭司再去看，确定他没有问题了，才能够领进来。
And the priest would go out and see whether she still have any more problem. If not, then she can come in.
所以米利安就被关锁了七天，百姓没有行路，一直等到把米利安引进来。
So Miriam was sent out for 7 days, and they did not journey with their camp until Miriam was let back in.
换句话说，当云彩从会幕上挪开的时候呢，其实就是他们应该要起行的时候。
In other words, when the pillar of clouds is lifted up from the tabernacle, it is the time that they were supposed to take up the camp and move.
但现在云彩起行，他们还要在那边留七天不能走。
But now the pillar of cloud has left, but they have to stay for another 7 days.
所以这给我们看见它的严肃的地方。
And here we see the seriousness of the matter.
很多时候神要带领我往前。
Very often, God wants to lead us forward.
而我们却留在这边七天，就是因为这个肉体没有受对付。
And we have to stay for 7 more days. It's because our flesh was not dealt with.
所以在十二章里面，特别在第七节，他说：“我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家敬中的。”
Especially in verse 7 here, we see, "Not so with my servant Moses; he is faithful in all my house."
弟兄姊妹，你记得这一句话在新约被引用吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you remember this saying was used again in the New Testament?
这在希伯来书第三章被引用。
And in Hebrew chapter 3, it was used again.
我们来看一下希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 3.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward.
所以前面这一半呢，就是讲到他所引用的就是民数记十二章的话。
And the first part of this verse that is using what was said in Numbers chapter 12.
所以摩西在这个地方，因着在神的全家诚然敬忠呢，所以他为的是要怎么样证明将来必传说的事。
And because Moses was indeed faithful in all his house, and he was to testify for the things which would be spoken afterward.
换句话，摩西在这个地方，在神的全家敬中呢，他成了一个见证。
So when Moses was faithful in all his house, that he became a testimony.
跟将来要传说的事情是发生关系的。
And it has something to do with the things that will be spoken in the afterward.
我们知道这是讲到主耶稣自己跟他的教会说的。
And we know that this is speaking about the Lord Himself with His church.
因为我们知道摩西是仆人，为的是带进基督是儿子。
And Moses as a servant wants to bring in Christ who is the son.
神的全家在这里，当然在旧约是指的以色列家的说的，但在新约是讲的教会说的。
And God's whole house in the Old Testament is talking about the Israelites, of course, but in the New Testament here is talking about His church.
所以摩西在这里是一个见证，要见证我们主的自己。
And Moses was in the Old Testament was a testimony for the Lord Himself.
所以这就是我们在马太福音十一章所看到的一段话。
And this is what we see in Matthew chapter 11.
第二十九节，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Verse 29:11, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
在我们这里看见，主也说他自己。
Here the Lord speaks of himself.
柔和谦卑。
He is gentle and lowly.
这个柔和谦卑呢，带进来的乃是深处的安息。
And this gentleness and lowliness bring in the rest for the soul.
所以他要我们来负他的轭，学他的样式。
And he wants us to take upon his yoke and learn of him.
换句话说，如果我们愿意背起我们自己的十字架来跟随主的话，这个生命在我们身上也能够彰显出来。
And in other words, if we are willing to pick up our cross and deny ourselves, we can also learn of the Lord.
我们如果愿意把自己交给主，让他在我们身上有路，让他在我们身上能够制作的话呢，所带出来的也就是心里柔和跟谦卑。
And if we allow the Lord to have His way on us, then to learn of His way, then we will also have this lowliness and gentleness.
我们知道主在讲这句话的时候是不容易的。
We know that when the Lord says this, it is not easy.
因为在这之前才讲到，你知道施洗约翰派人到主那里去说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人？
And we know that right prior to this, John the Baptist has sent his servant to the Lord and asked whether he is the one or we wait for someone else.
我们知道施洗约翰是主耶稣的先锋，是带进这个见证来的这个人。
We know that John the Baptist is the pioneer for the Lord. He is the one who bring usher in the testimony.
现在这个人跑来问主，到底我们是等的是不是你？
And but this person came and asked the Lord, "Are you the person we're waiting for?"
还是我们在等候别人
？Are we waiting for someone else?
这样一个为他做见证的人都开始怀疑他了。
And such a person who is testifying for him is doubting.
处在这样子的一个环境底下。
And in such a circumstance,
他说出了这样的话。
And he says something like,
不仅如此，你看主耶稣还在各城市里面行了许多的神迹奇事，但那些城的人终不悔改。
And the Lord before that has also performed many miracles and signs in different cities, but these people did not repent.
在这样的情形下面，你看我们多容易灰心，多容易上当。
And in this circumstance, we would have lost heart. We would have give up hope.
我们可能充满了抱怨。
We also would be full of complaints.
但主在这里说，我心里柔和谦卑。
But here the Lord says, I am gentle and lowly in heart.
而且主在这里有了祷告。
And here the Lord also prayed.
我们的反应可能是抱怨，但是主的反应是祷告。
And our reaction would have been complaint, but the Lord's reaction is prayer.
不仅是祷告，而且是赞美。
Not only a prayer, but a praise.
他父啊，天地的主，我感谢。
O Father, the God of heaven and earth, I praise you.
你看，他说父啊，就说出了他知道这一切的根源都在父那里。
And he called our Heavenly Father because he knows that the root of all these came from him.
他也知道所有他的遭遇都不是突然的。
And he also knows that all his encounters, it is not in vain.
都是父量给他的。
It is measured by the Father to give him.
他不仅称父，他还说天地的主。
And he also called him the Lord of heaven and earth.
我们知道在旧约提过一次天地的主，在新约也提到一次。
And we know that in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it mentioned that He is the Lord of heaven and earth.
旧约提到的时候，是因为亚伯拉罕所说的。
And the Old Testament, it is spoken by Abraham.
那时候他打败了那个诸王回来的时候，麦基洗德来迎接他。
And when Abraham had defeated the five kings, Melchizedek came and greeted him.
麦基洗德跟他说，天地的主，至高的神是应当称颂的。
Melchizedek says that the Lord of heaven and earth, he is worthy to be praised.
你知道，当人犯罪以后，神好像只是天上的主。
And when man has sinned, it's as if God is only the Lord of heaven.
但在这一件事情上，亚伯拉罕打败诸王的这件事情上， 让人看见神不仅是天上的主，神也是地上的主。
But through this matter, that Abraham defeated the five kings, people can see that he is not only the Lord of heaven, he is also the Lord of the earth.
现在我们的主在这里也在说天地的主。
And here the Lord also said he is the heaven, he is the Lord of heaven and earth.
因为神不仅在天上他的旨意得以亨通，现在地上借着我们的主他的旨意也能够亨通。
And not only God's will can be done in heaven, God's will can also be done on earth.
所以他说我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
And he said, you hide these things from the wise and the prudent, and but for the babes and the foolish you reveal.
那神乐意把他的儿子启示给我们。
And God is delighted in revealing His Son to us.
但是我们常常太聪明通达。
And too often, we are the wise and the prudent.
以至于我们失去这个启示。
Then we will lose the revelation from God.
这个启示只向婴孩显出来。
And this revelation is only for the babes.
只有向那些单纯向着他、完全依靠他的人才显现。
And it is manifested to those who lean upon the Lord and only depend on the Lord.
他父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
And he says that, O Father, it seems good in your sight.
我们知道神的话告诉我们说，和我儿要将你心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
And God says, my son, you should give me my heart and give me your heart and your eyes will be delighted in my way.
很多时候我们因着心没有归给神，所以他的道路我们也不喜悦。
Very often because our heart did not, we did not give to the Lord, so therefore his way we did not delight in.
但主在这里说，你的旨意不仅是旨意，你的旨意还是美意。
And here, the Lord is saying that your will is not just your will, it is a good will.
所以主喜爱父的道路。
So therefore the Lord delights in his Father's will.
因为他的心是归给他的。
Because his heart was given to the Father.
所以接下来说，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道之。
And so following it says, all things have been given to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father.
所以在这里给我们看见，因着主的顺服，所以他知道所有他的环境都是从父来的。
And because the Lord's obedience, therefore he knows that all the circumstances come from the Father.
而且所有他的遭遇，他只要父知道就好。
And all of his encounters, he only wants the Father to know.
他不祈求从人来得的安慰。
He does not expect the comfort that's come from man.
所以他说，除了父，没有人知道之。
So therefore, he said, besides the Father, no one knows the Son.
很多时候我们的事情大都知道，父不知道。
Very often, our things are revealed to everyone else except the Father does not know.
但在这里有一个人，他所有的遭遇、所有的艰难，他只让父知道，而且只有父知道，他就满意了。
And here is a person, all of his encounters, all of his matters was known to the Father, and in that he is satisfied.
这样的人是认识父的人。
It is a person who knows the Father.
这样的人能够带领其他的人来认识父。
And such a person can bring others to come to know the Father.
这也是我们为什么我们不认识神、不认识父的原因，这也是为什么我们没有办法带领人来认识父。
And this is the reason why we do not know God, and we could not bring anyone to come to know God.
因为我们没有满足于只要父知道我们的苦境就好。
Because we are not satisfied with only the Father knowing our circumstances.
所以，如果我们学习了这样的功课，我们单单讨神的喜悦，单单让神知道我们的处境就好的话，我们就能够认识他，我们也能够带领人来认识他。
So if we learn this kind of lesson to only have him know our circumstances, then we are satisfied. Then we can know the Father, and we can lead other people to come to know him.
所以这样的人呢，是一个安息的人。
And also this kind of person is a person who is in rest.
所以主说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就是你们的安息。
So therefore the Lord says, all those who are heavy burdened and heavy laden can come to me and I can give you rest.
这个安息你不需要付代价，你只要来就好。
And this rest, you do not need to pay a price for it. You only need to come.
但是还有更深的安息是需要付代价的。
And there's a deeper rest that you need to pay a price.
他说我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
And here immediately following saying, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
所以盼望我们都能够从这些话得到激励跟警惕。
And may we all receive encouragement and warnings from these words.
我们能够再一次把自己交在主的手中。
Then we will once again give ourselves into the hand of God.
让我们谦卑柔和的在他的面前。
That we can be gentle and lowly before him.
接受他在我们身上的道路和旨意。
To accept his way and his will upon our life.
让我们学习来顺服。
And we learn to obey.
盼望有一天我们的生命能够长进的时候呢，这个柔和和谦卑在我们身上也能够彰显出来。
And when we learn in this way, then one day the lowliness and gentleness will be manifested.
我们低头一些祷告。